I've done so many things. There's no end to it. I just lived a life and lived it great. The king of cowboy trick riders and ropers has gone to the great beyond. Well known throughout the Midwest and around the world, J.W. Stoker, legendary trick rider and roper, passed away. An all-around cowboy horseman, active until his final days, Stoker, 94 years old, died April 21, 2022, at Weatherford, Texas. Although Stoker entertained crowds worldwide, he had close Kansas ties and performed frequently in the Midwest. Born on a Colorado Springs ranch, September 30, 1927, Stoker was inducted into the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame at his birthplace community, receiving that Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association PRCA recognition in 2011. Stoker built a career spanning more than seven decades. He was equally adept as a trick roper and trick rider with several nearly as famous trick horses. In 1931, the Stoker family moved to Overland Park, Kansas. With his younger sisters, Frankie and Bessie, Stoker developed trick roping riding interest at a Tom Mix Circus in Kansas City. Peaky Barnes is credited with coaching Stoker in roping skills at Kansas City during 1938. The next spring, Stoker, 10 years old, became a trick roper in the Clyde S. Miller Rodeo Show. Miller hired Stoker's parents to help with the show, and his sisters joined the act, making it a family affair. When he was 12 years old, Stoker appeared on the Wheaties cereal box as juvenile world champion trick rider. Turning professional in 1942, Stoker rodeoed steadily until the United States Army needed him. He served with the Soldier Show section during the Korean War, entertaining troops. Upon his discharge in 1953, Stoker went on the road performing with black lights. His use of invisible ultraviolet lights was the first such routine in professional rodeo. Stoker worked the biggest rodeos, including Cheyenne, Madison Square Garden, Calgary, Boston Garden, Denver, Fort Worth, and Salinas, California. He entertained at Flint Hills Rodeo in Strong City, the American Royal in Kansas City, and other Kansas communities. His talents of trick riding, blacklight rope spinning, and fancy horse catches also have been witnessed in other countries. Among them were Japan, Dominican Republic, Cuba, Korea, Finland, France, Australia, and Venezuela. Presenting his acts in the 1940s movie The Kansan, Stoker performed in the 1956 movie Bus Stop, starring Marilyn Monroe. A stunt rider for Roy Rogers shows, Stoker let Rogers ride his Palomino horse Pumpkin at many major rodeos. In 1980, Stoker was a stunt double in the Clint Eastwood movie Bronco Billy. Performing for the Queen of England at one time, Stoker trick-roped in President Harry Truman's inaugural parade in 1948. He entertained President Ronald Reagan and future President George H.W. Bush at the 1984 Republican Convention in Dallas. In 1973, Stoker spent 7 months working for Casey Tibbs' Wild West show in Japan. Later, Stoker worked publicizing tourism in the state of Nevada. Winning the 1978 Will Rogers Centennial Trick Roping Contest, Claremore, Oklahoma, Stoker performed at the 1988 Winter Olympics, Calgary, Alberta, Canada. A featured guest on NBC's Today Show and the Charlie Rose Show in 1990, Stoker was an entertainer at the Smithsonian Institute. He appeared from 1990 to 1999 in Michael Martin Murphy's West Fest. In 2003, Stoker entertained at the Great American Wild West Show in Las Vegas. Stoker's wardrobe included more than 50 fancy fringe rhinestone shirts, 25 pairs of handmade boots, and 25 Western hats. As recent as December 2003, Stoker entertained at the Great American Wild West Show in Las Vegas. Stoker broke tradition, being honored two consecutive years, 1985 and 1986, with the PRCA Specialty Actor of the Year Award. He was inducted into the Cowboy Hall of Fame in 1999, the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame in 2007, and the Texas Rodeo Cowboy Hall of Fame in 2015. In 2019, Stoker was recipient of the Lane Frost Award in honor of his contributions to the image and growth of rodeo. Mayoral proclamations were made by the cities of Weatherford, Texas, and Overland Park, Kansas, designated J.W. Stoker Day in both locations. In his later years, Stoker made numerous appearances at the Rose Bowl Parade with Trish Lynn and the All-American Cowgirl Chicks. Stoker was instrumental in coaching the team and developing the Trick Riders. The Cowgirl Chicks were his pride and joy, says Stoker's niece, Debbie Miller of Emporia. J.W. loved to brag about their accomplishments. He was immensely proud of the work they did to keep the art of trick riding and roping alive. Mrs. Miller's mother, Bessie Fugate, as a young girl, entertained with her brother, J.W. Stoker, and their sister, Frankie, for several years. Mrs. Fugate and her husband, Jim Fugate, operated Jim's Cowboy Shop in Emporia in partnership with Mrs. Miller and her husband, Brad. Hunter Fugate, Stoker's nephew, is an Emporia native and formerly competed in rodeos and jackpot team roping events. Jake Miller, son of Brad and Debbie Miller, learned tick roping skills from Stoker. While in college at Weatherford, Texas, Jake had the opportunity to entertain with J.W. and the Cowgirl Chicks, Mrs. Miller said. Among those Stoker coached was Rich Gratney, who at one time held the Guinness World Record largest trick roping loop. Stoker spent his final years working with his beloved horses, Romeo, Hollywood, and Blanco. Throughout his entertainment career, Stoker trained a number of horses, with Hot Diggity likely best known by Kansas acquaintances. "I've had several good horses, but I'd have to say Hot Diggity was the best," Stoker credited. "I could trick ride and rope on him, and he was a finished high school trick horse himself." Hot Diggity lived to be 24 years old. "I lived a good, clean life. Didn't smoke or drink," says Stoker. "That's why I am still able to keep busy taking care of the horses I love." J.W. continued to perform special engagements and make appearances into his 80s, Mrs. Miller said. "He even taught a roping lesson from his bed a couple days before he went to be with the Lord." J.W.'s dream was to keep the Western culture alive through teaching young people trick roping and riding, Mrs. Miller said. Throughout his life, J.W. quietly coached dozens of trick riders and ropers. He was willing to teach anyone who asked. Personally considered his greatest achievement, J.W. Stoker's legacy endures through those he graciously shared his talents, Mrs. Miller said. Donations to Stoker's memory can be made to All-American Cowgirl Chicks, 4101 William D. Tate, Suite 100, Grapeville, Texas, 76051. That is to create the J.W. Stoker Memorial Scholarship to assist young people in attending trick riding and roping camps. Stoker was preceded in death by his parents, Frank and William Stoker, and his sisters, Frankie Hill and Bessie Fugate, and nephew, J.C. Hill. Six Nations and nephews survive him. Karen Crable, Donald, Sandra Hill, Ronnie, Gina Hill, Wallace, Relaine Hill, Debbie, Brad Miller, and Hunter, Jerry Fugate. Stoker is also survived by 15 great-nieces and nephews and 27 great-great-nieces and nephews. Coronavirus in horses is different than in humans. The coronavirus, which is causing most serious respiratory disease in humans, does not infect horses, said Dr. Lynn M. Martin. Coronavirus is the overreaching name for a family of viruses, many which can cause disease in the domestic animals, including dogs, cats, and horses. These coronaviruses are not known to be contagious to people, the veterinarian said. Still, equine coronavirus, ECOV, infections are a viral gastrointestinal disease in horses, Martin pointed out. It is highly contagious in working environments, especially breeding and boarding facilities. Most common clinical signs of equine coronavirus infections include a decreased appetite, fever, and tiredness. Other signs are stomach ache, soft or watery fecal movement, and wobbly gait. ECOV is spread when feces from an infected horse is ingested by another horse, defined as fecal-oral transmission, Martin explained. The virus can also be transmitted when horses make oral contact with surfaces or objects that are contaminated with infected feces. Horse coronavirus infections can be diagnosed by submitting feces to identify the implicated viral nucleic acids, Martin said. Treatments are highly dependent upon what is discovered during the veterinary examination and initial diagnostic tests. Often, supportive care in the way of anti-inflammatory drugs is prescribed, Martin said. Occasionally, severely infected patients require hospitalization with additional supportive care such as intravenous food therapy and plasma transfusions, Martin explained. Equine coronavirus infections result in high morbidity and low mortality, Martin detailed. Thus, many horses may be infected, but few will die. Horses generally recover from the infection within 3 to 7 days, but some can develop more serious complications, Martin warned. An infected horse should be isolated for no less than 21 days. It is important to keep barn supplies separated between healthy and infected horses. All surfaces should have feces and bedding removed prior to disinfection, Martin advised. Coronavirus infection in horses is very different than COVID-19 in humans, the veterinarian reemphasized. At this time, there is no evidence that domestic animals, including horses, dogs, and cats, can spread COVID-19 to humans. For this reason, diagnostic testing of animals for COVID-19 is not recommended. However, routine hygiene and health practices should be employed, including washing hands after handling animals, feed, waste, or supplies, maintaining clean housing conditions, including routine stall or paddock cleaning with appropriate waste disposal, having a veterinarian perform an annual physical examination, administer core vaccines, and deworm based on fecal egg count results. Proactively protecting your horse's immune system will ensure peak health to better fight infections and perform, Martin concluded.